This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Polis is adding his enthusiastic support that the Drug Enforcement Administration downgrade cannabis to a Schedule 3 drug. This comes after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommended that change. CPR's Megan Verlee reports Polis wants to see other federal actions, too.
In a letter to President Biden, Polis said federal officials need to increase access to traditional banking for cannabis businesses and reduce their tax burden to be in line with what other companies pay. Polis also wants to see federal penalties reduced for possession and distribution of the drug and suggests to the president that criminal justice reform could help him with voters next year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An Adams County school district won't close down or be absorbed into another district. CPR's Nathan Heffel.
The Colorado Education Commissioner released the Adams 14 school district from a state order that it reorganize. Reorganizing could have led to school closures or seen parts of the district absorbed by neighboring districts. The decision comes after a committee of officials from Adams 14 and neighboring districts told the state that reorganization wasn't in the district's best interest. However, Adams 14 is still bound by a second state board order to contract with a manager to help improve academic performance. I'm Nathan Heffel, CPR News.
The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library is open again in Denver's Five Points neighborhood. It was closed for more than a year for renovations. Jamaica Lewis is the branch supervisor.
Libraries have become spaces to gather. They've become spaces to interact. We are not just information centers. We are community connections.
Blair Caldwell is one of only five African-American research libraries in the U.S. connected to a major library system, and we'll visit the library in just a few minutes here on Morning Edition. Kids in Pueblo can ride the bus for free this school year. A grant from the Pueblo Area Council of Governments provides $65,000 to cover public bus fare for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. The council has provided free fare since the start of the pandemic. This is CPR News.